Okay, today's shiur is Trumas Dav Yud, and we are on top of Yud Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses the continuation of the second Mishnah that we did yesterday. We did the Mishnah that tells us one is not allowed to be Toreim, Zesim for Shemen, Anovim for Yayin, and we said the case was that one wants to take off Zesim to give olives for olives and oil. So does that work? So Beis Shammai says, yeah, it works for the olives, it doesn't work for the oil. So now you got a problem, it's all mixed in together. That's Trumas Atzmo Bahin. Well, Beis Hillel says, no, ain trumas or truma, because what you wanted to do doesn't work, so the whole thing doesn't work, as we'll see. Maybe it also means partially that you can't create truma that will automatically be medume. That was all what we said. So then we asked the question from the Mishnah later on Daf Yud Gimel. Why here does Beis Hillel say that bidieved ain trumas or truma, while over there, where the Mishnah says, if I want to be toreim from a davar shenigra malachto, al davar shelo nigra malachto, right, something we know, the chiyuv of Trumas and Ma'aseros only kicks in when there's a finish of the processing, right, the pile. We'll learn about Meiruach, Be'ez Hashem, in a little bit. So the Mishnah says there that you shouldn't do it. Shouldn't be Torim from one on the other, but if you did, Trumas or Truma. But the evidence does work. So why here does Beis Hillel say it does not work? So Rabbi Yochanan said, Gezel HaShevet. Gezel HaShevet. So what does Gezel HaShevet mean? So Rabbi Chananya said, Gezel HaShevet means Torah. It means it's such a bother for the Kohanim. Such a bother, they're going to have these olives, and it seems like they didn't need plain olives in those days. They made all the olives into oil, and it's a big tircha to make the olives into the oil, and therefore, one is not allowed to do that. And even b'di'eved, it's ma'akev, and it's not a truma. We'll get to that. The Rabbanan say, they say it's not even a truma. And the Gemara says, well, you could have a big tircha by davar shenigra malachto, lo nigra malachto, also kasha. Kasha, we don't answer that question. So Rabbi Mana, now we're on the top of Yonam and Aleph, Rabbi Mana lo Amar Kein. Rabbi Mana gave a different shot against Rabbi Chananya. No. It doesn't mean, Gezel HaShevet does not mean Torah. Gezel HaShevet does not mean Torah, that it's going to be a bother for the Kohanim. There's a different shot of Gezel HaShevet. Rabbi Mana lo Amar Kein. Ela Shehu Mevakesh Litrom Lefi Shemen. The problem is that, let's say I'm taking olives, and I have five olives, and I want to be mafresh for five other olives, whatever the 1/50th, we'll get to the shiurim of truma, but I also, it's going to be hard to estimate how much I have to give for the oil, because you need a lot more olives to make the amount of oil. So the worry is, you know why the olives don't work for the oil? Because you're probably going to misestimate and give too little, and that's the Gezel HaShevet. That's the Gezel HaShevet. Elishu mevakesh litrom lefi shemen. You're going to try to take off enough olives that will be good enough to produce the shemen from them. Veinotorim elofi azesim. But you're only going to end up doing an olive shear, but oil needs more of a shear. Look in the Mara fold on top. Elavachulu hachi muki mas nisan. Shu mevakesh litrom and azesim ala shemen lefi zesim below lefi shemen. You want to be torim from olives onto for oil, but you're only going to end up doing it keneged the olives. Kigon lebeis sa'im shemen, tzorach dalet sim zesim. For two sa'a of oil, you need four sa'a of olives, and you're only going to take the two sa'a. And therefore, that's going to be a problem. You're going to end up ripping off the Kohanim, giving less than you should, and therefore, that's the problem. That's why Chazal say that if you try to do this, Zesim for Shemen, it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Hagatzvacha, Shatarim lefi Shemen. What if you do the right thing? Our Mishnah says, if you do it, it never works. That's what it sounds like in the Mishnah. If you give Zesim for Shemen and Zesim, it doesn't work. What if you actually did a lot more, and you covered the amount that you're supposed to do? Right, so it sounds like Pashas that it still doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Kedon Aved Kein, even if he did it this time properly, Zman Chorin Lo Aved Kein. Maybe the next time he's not going to be. If you allow him to do it now, you know, and he's very careful right now, but, you know, we're medoctic at the beginning, and sometimes, you know, we're not as medoctic as things go on. So even if you're right now, you take enough olives for the Shemen, maybe next time you won't. And you know what? Even if you will always take off enough olives. Velo od ela dechavrei chamile. Your friend might see you. Va'omer, and he'll say, I see my friend taking off a lot of olives. He's a big tzaddik. He must be doing super lefni mishuras adin. Why is he giving so many olives? So zeh miska. If it's exactly olives for olives, there's no mistaking, and you know that's meikar adin. But this other friend will see zeh miskavin larabos. I think my friend's a big tzaddik. So he must be doing lefini mishur satin. I'm sure you don't have to do that many olives for oil. I don't have to be such a big tzaddik. I'm just going to do me'ikar adin. And the friend is not going to realize that this is me'ikar adin. Right? You have to take off more olives because when you squeeze it out into the oil, it's going to end up being less. So that is why Rabbi Mana explains what's gezel ha'shevet. Not that it's a tircha, but because you're actually, you or your friend might end up giving less. According to either pshat, this is an issur d'rabbanan we're talking about. An issur d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to do this, and what does Beis Hillel say? Ein truma so truma. Which shows the Rabbanan. This is an example, right? Yevamis peites tzadi, yesh koch b'yachachamim, lakar davar min haTorah. They could uproot, but what is this shev al tase or is this kum vase? Right, the Gemara says there, Rabbanan could tell you not to do something. Don't blow shofar when it falls out on Shabbos. Don't do this, but they can't tell you kum vase. You can't tell you to do an aveir unless it's Orah Shah, Elio Bahar Carmel, to bring a carbon. So what's this? That they say, your truma is not truma. On a Torah level, this is truma. And it has kedusha. And the Rabbanan say it doesn't. So it's hard to know. Is that called shev al tase kum vase? But it definitely shows that the Rabbanan have the power to affect statuses on a daraisa level. That power, as we know, is a major machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, where that power comes from. Where the Rabbanan have the power to make dinim d'Rabbanan in the first place. Right? The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, as we've spoken about often, and elsewhere, says that lo sasur, the mitzvah of listening to the Rabbanan, v'asisa, right, al pi haTorah shel Yerucha, and the lo sase of lo sasur includes, we have to listen to the Rabbanan when they interpret the Torah, when they darshan the Torah, and even when they make dinim d'Rabbanan. And even by minhagim, the Rambam includes even dinim d'Rabbanan in lo sasur. Right, and that's the Ramban's kasha. How could that be? If every drabanan that you do, you're violating los asur, so then you never have the principle of soi daraisa l'chumra, soi drabanan l'kula, because every drabanan is really daraisa los asur. So that's why the Ramban does not think that the Rambam is correct. But you have to deal with the other question, which is not as dealt with, and that is, okay, fine, the Ramban, it's not included. So where did the Ramban get this power from? If they don't get power from los asur, right, asu mishmeres l'mishmarti, right, so that's to make guards. That's a source. Where do we see that we have to listen to the Rabbanan? Where is the resource in the Torah? According to the Rambam, the source in the Torah they have listened to the rabbis when they make dinim d'Rabbanan is Lo Sasur. But according to the Ramban, the fact that they have the power to make dinim is based on Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti. But where do we see, what's the source in the Torah that we have to listen? So you might say, well, it's obvious. What, they have the power to make dinim, but we don't have the obligation to listen? Isn't that obvious? So that's what Rabbi Chanan seems to say. Rabbi Chanan says, what Rav Asher Weiss would call Ratzon Hashem, but Rabbi Chanan, before, Rabbi Chanan in Kuntros Divrei Sofrim, that's the second volume, in the second volume of Kovet Shiurim, Rabbi Chanan says, V'teima gedola lomar kein. Right, if you think that you're in such good shape because you're asking on the Rambam, Savi Daraisa, Savi Darabanan, you never have that. But according to you, where does it say in the Torah they have to listen to the Rabbanan? Me'ezit tam anu chayavim l'shmo alohen, v'shalo la'avar al devrayim, acharei she'in lanu shum tzivui b'Torah al zeh. Lo mikra, lo me'alacha, v'lo misvara. What's his source? What's his source for that? So he explains, based on the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu added on a day, the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Shkayach, says the Kovet Shirim, says Rabbi Chanan, Hiskima daitu l'das ha'makom, dekein haya gam ratzon Hashem yisbarach, ela shelo tzivu al zeb tzivu meforash, v'yem ken yesh lomar, dehu adim b'chol ha'mitzvos, v'isurin shal devrayem, Hiskima daitu l'das ha'makom, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to Moshe Rabbeinu's laws that he added on, Masech HaShabbos, so too, all the Rabbanan and Chazal are a standard for Moshe Rabbeinu. L'dugma, kisha asru shnios la'arayos, when they created the whole area of shnio, secondary illicit relations. Gam ratzon Hashem yisbarach ha'yakein. She nigzar al'atzmeinu shnios. But he wasn't mitzavet mefurish. What? But that's ratzon ha'Torah. That's ratzon ha'Torah. Umei haitaima, it's obvious. It's obvious by reading the Torah and the fact that they have license to make laws, it's obvious that we have an obligation to listen to those laws. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. Because it's not mufurish, so that's why it doesn't have the same status as the other laws. And then he says, maybe it's even a targum on Yirmiyahu. Not too many of those that are too well known. But the targum Yirmiyahu says, the pasuk says, in Yirmiyahu, Hashem gets upset at us because three things. Lo tzivisi, I didn't command them what they're doing. Velo dibarti, I didn't speak to them. Velo alsa alibi, and it didn't go up in my mind. That's the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yutes. Hashem says, I didn't command you, I didn't speak to you, I didn't. It didn't go up in my heart. Says the targum, what's CVC? Lo pakadis boraisi. I didn't command it in my Torah. That's dinim daraisa mefurish. What's the second phrase? Lo dibarti. Lo shalchis biad avdai neviaya. I didn't tell my neviim. That could be dinim drabanan. Divrei Kabbalah. Third phrase. Didn't go up in my heart. Lo rava kadamai. It's not my ratzon. It's beferish. The idea that there are three areas of Torah that we have to follow. What are they? Dinim da'araisa, dinim da'rabanan, and ratzon Hashem. Right, those are the three that's based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Perek Yutes. Then he ends off and he says, and that's what was so evil about Bilam. You know, you read the psukim without chazal about Bilam, you don't think he's such a bad guy. He tells them, I can't go, Hashem doesn't let me do it. And he says, I'm only can say what Hashem wants. But deep down, you read between the lines, obviously Hashem did not want him to go. And he went anyway, and that's what he violated. Ratzon Hashem, lavar. Lo ucha lavar es pi Hashem. Right, that's the what he says. What pi Hashem? Pi daika. He dafka says, I can't violate what Hashem said. Aval ratzon Hashem lo haya chashuv beinov lasoso v'zehu rishoso. Right, he says, I can't violate pi Hashem, but I can violate a lot of other things. Okay, that's one issue I wanted to bring up here. And that's the first two days here. First two days here reflect the power of the Rabbanan. The other point I wanted to make here, and that is about this chaver. So what are we about? Your friend's going to say, oh, he's such a great tzaddik. He's going with Fimishur Asadin, right? And that's why I don't have to do that far. And it's Marasayan and the related issues. So deep down, the friend was doing something good. There's something called Dan Lakavschus, right? That's a mitzvah d'oraisa, to always think good about others. Always think good about others. There are limits. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam on that mission in Pirkei Avos talk about limits. If somebody's a Rasha Gomor, I have to be Dalek Avschus. He's a Rasha Gomor. If somebody is a known Mechal Shabbos, whenever I see he's being Mechal Shabbos, I have to like say, oh, he must have forgotten it Shabbos. No. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the whole idea of Dalek Avschus is where somebody is not Muchsak one way or the other. If somebody's a Muchsak Tzaddik, then even if it looks bad, you have to be down lakav schus. If somebody is a muchsak, Russia, the opposite. But most of us are in the middle, right? None of our friends. We're all not muchsak anything, right? Depending on the day, you know, what we're doing, depending on the tefillah, how much kavanah we have. So that's why for all of us, you know, we have to be down lakav schus. But that's part of the mitzvah saseh of betzedek tishpot amisecha. We always have to see our friends in a positive light. And the pashup shot is that that's part of the larger framework. It's a mitzvah saseh, part of Pesach Tishpot Amisecha, but it's also part of Avdol Recha Kamocha, right? You want other people to look positively and favorably about you, so you do it to them. But there is a fascinating line in the Smak. It's a really cool line in the Smak. The Smak, again, one of the Bali Atosvis, says the Smak. The Smak is, we've always mentioned, has very interesting, unique positions. In Reish Chav Hei, Mr. Reish Chav Hei, he counts Lushpot Tzedek, Tzedek Tishpot Amisecha, and at the end he quotes Bichlal Ze Ladun Chaveiro Lekav Schus Shemitoch Sheyadunu Lekav Schus Yachshov Ein Chote Rak Ani. If you think that everybody else are tzaddikim, then you'll think, oh, I'm the only tzaddik, I'm the only Rasha here, I'm the only Chote. You know what? I better improve my ways. The Yashuv Libor'o Pen Yachria Kol Ha'olam Lechova. If you look around and you think that everybody are tzaddikim, that's going to improve your own behavior. And you're going to say, oh, I better shape up, right? Like the Chazal of Aaron HaKohen, oh, he's my friend, I better shape up. So that's the root of Dan Lekav Schus. It's not just for the other person. It's not just Ben Adam Lachaveiro that, you know, we want to make you more friends, but we want to make sure that you yourself Dalek Hapschus is for us. If we think that other people are better, then that will, right, if we know that everybody else is going to the shir, you know, then I'm not going to be left out. So that is part of Dalek Hapschus. And the great stories in Misach HaShabbos, Kuf Chav Ches, Kuf Chav Zayin, about Hadonis Chavir Lekav Schus, Donin Oso Leschus, whoever is Don, their friend Lekav Schus, then they themselves will have Don Lekav Schus in Shamayim, which is the Bali Musar wonder about. Hashem is Don Lekav Schus. Right, Don Lekav Schus, you there's a suffix, you're not sure. Hashem knows exactly, Mishpat. So what does that mean? Hashem, Donin Oso Leschus. So the Bali Musar say that in the, after 120, we're going to see our lives on someone else. And we're going to have to pass judgment. You know, and we're going to be asked, "Nu, what do you think of this person?" So if we conditioned ourselves in our life to be Lan Lekav Schus people, so then Memela, we're going to judge ourselves properly. So that's what it means. Hadonas Chavir Lekav Schus, Donin Oso Leschus. Right, that's the Lashon of the Gemara, because it'll all work out in our favor. Okay, so that's all Rabbi Mana. Now we continue. Chizki Amar, right in the middle of the Amud, Chizki Amar, commenting on Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said, remember, what did Beis Shammai say in the Mishnah? I'm going to be mafresh olives for olives and oil. Then on the, for the olives, it worked. And now I have a mixture here. So, lo amru, in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai says that that works. And there is a chalos truma on the olives. Keneged the olives. Hashar kol advarim lo. But let's say you have, like in the next Mishnah, what if you have even Beis Shammai would say, if you have something that's chayiv in truma and something that's putter in truma, and you are mafrish on something that's chayiv and something that's putter, Beis Shammai would say nothing worked there. Something that's putter for truma totally? So that's more serious of a violation. Right, and therefore, nothing's going to work there. He's going to agree to Beis Hillel. That's what Chizkiah says. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he argues, no, lo shani, really, there's no difference. He's esam ala shemen, va'anavim ala yayin, hishar kal advarim. Even other things, Beis Shammai always says, you could split it up. If part of your hafrasha is a good hafrasha, we'll take it. And that will be mahani, that will work, while other things, the other part, won't work. And there's no difference between our case and the other case. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan v'yafilu alatar. What does that mean? Every pirush on the page has a different shot. What does alatar mean in general? On the spot. Is that in terms of space or is that in terms of time? Right there, alatar. You say marad da'atra, right? The rabbi of the place. But alatar could also mean, we're going to go with the marafoldas pshat. Alatar means immediately, in terms of time. What does that mean? According to Beis Shammai, the olives are truma right away. Not when you eventually are mafrish oil for the oil, right? Because you might like hold that this half of your hafrasha is held in limbo. No, right away. Right, the marafoldas says on the six wide line, the lo amrinan, we don't say, ho, since you would try to be mafresh them together, lo yehe zesim al zesim truma, achi yafresh gamkein, mishemen al shemen. You might say, it's you hold up. So the answer is no. You don't hold up. It is truma right away. Fine. According to Rav Chaim Kadievsky, again, he has a different reading. There are a number of ways to read that line. Some say it has to do with the next words. We'll read it as separately. Rabbi Hananya, Rabbi Imi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Beis Shammai. So what did Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai says that you picked up some olives, and you say, these olives are truma for the olives that are still in the basket, and the oil. So Rev Imi says, and again, we're going to reject this in a minute. Rev Imi says, Divrei Beis Shammai na'aseh ka'omer, it appears to me that it's like, Harei zeh truma aleha v'al shelamatan. Right? It's truma, the olives work for, you're taking some of the olives that you picked up, some of it's going to be truma for the other olives in your hand. You just picked up a bunch, you're not going to make them all truma. So you're going to make some of this truma for the olives in your hand and for the olives that are still in the basket. That's how the Marafolda reads this line. Aleha v'yashalamatan. Right? That some of the olives that are in your hand will be truma for what's aleha, that means the other olives in your hand. V'yashalamatan and the ones that are still in the basket. That's the first statement of Rav Imi. We're going to get back to that. Second statement, that's the first statement of Rav Chananya Rav Imi. Fine. Now we have the second statement. Rav Chananya Savar Meimar Bimino. Number two, it only works if I pick up olives It's going to work to be truma for the olives in the basket only if olives are the only thing in the basket. But what if in the basket I have olives and dates and figs and all other things? Then it's not going to work. Is it going to work? As we're going to see, because then it's not mukaf. We're going to learn about halacha, which we haven't really mentioned yet, that you have to give truma from what's connected, mina mukaf. It has to be next to, you know, the tevel that you're trying to be misakein. So if I have figs and dates and other things here, then there's this separation between what's in my hand and what I'm being mafresh. So that's why it doesn't work. It has to be mino. Fine. So Rav Hanani said two statements. We're going to talk about each one. Number one, the olives in your hand are truma for what's in your hand and in the basket. Number two, it only works if there's only olives in the basket. If there's other things in the basket, it doesn't work. So Amar Le, Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira says to Reb Hanania, relating to the first statement first. Lo tekabel lecha kein. I don't agree with you. You're telling me that the sum of the olives in the hand are then truma for the other olives in the hand and then for the basket? One second. If that's how it works, v'kimat sha'amar harezu niftar mashe biyado v'hashar chulin v'chulin potur nesatevel. One second. Is that really how it works? Right. And yet, Rav Hanani is going to clarify himself. But what's the havamina? I have six olives in my hand. So one of those olives is going to be truma for four of the five in my hand. And then some more of that is going to be, what do you mean some more of that? So more of that is going to be truma for the ones in the basket? No. But you've just made the rest of it chulin in your hand. You can't make chulin misukanim into truma. So again, the havamin is that it's working in two steps. Some olives in my hand are making the rest of the olives in my hand into chulin misukanim. And then, though, what's left of the basket? So the obvious answer is that there's no two steps here. Amar of Hanani explains himself, b'rei d'Rav Hillel, no ka'achas. It's one thing. It's one step. B'kivin sh'amar harizu niftar masha biyadov niftar masha lamatan. No, I have a few olives in my hand that I'm going to make into truma, and that's going to be misakein both what's in my hand and what's in the basket. No two steps. It's one step, and therefore, don't be confused about that. That's relating to the first statement of Rav Hananya. But now we get to the second statement of Rav Hananya. Amar Rabbi Hanina, nirin advarim. When Rabbi Hananya says that only if olives are the only item in the basket, that's when it works. But if there's a mixture, it doesn't work. Because it's not mina mukaf. That's only by nirin advarim bitruma gedola shehitzricha litro mina mukaf. As we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, later in the Masechta, truma gedola, which doesn't have a shear, mida oraisa. We're going to learn 140th, 150th, 160th, the different shiurim for truma. But truma gedola has the halacha mina mukaf. Why? Because the Torah, maybe your Chazal, want us to be mafrish close to the chulin or the teva. Why? Because we want to estimate the proper amount to give. 140th, 150th, 160th. That's what the halacha min hamukaf. And so by truma gedola, there can't be anything else in the basket. Aval b'trumas meiser, but by trumas meiser, which we know is 10%. 10% of 10%, right? Meiser rishon is 10%, and the trumas meiser is 10% of that. So it's so exact. So tzricha shetehei mitzum tzemes, it has to be exact b'mida b'mishkal u'b'minyan, in number, in weight, or in a measure. So according to that, if it's trumas meiser, so then it doesn't have to be mina mukaf, and therefore you can have other things in the basket also. Only truma gedola, you can't have anything else in the basket because that's to be mina mukaf. But by trumas meiser, it does not be because exact. It has to be exact. Good. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, what Mishnah in Pirkei Avos can we quote related to this? Right, the Mishnah in the first Perek, Pirkei Avos, talks about Maisrus. Right, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos talks about don't be marbe the Maisrus. Right, what does our Gemara say? When you, Truma, there's different shiurim. You give as much as you want, as long as there's a little bit left. But Maiser Rishon, and Truma's Maiser, that has a shiur. Right, the Mishnah says, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tezayin. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Asei l'charav, v'histalik min asafik, v'yaltarbe la'aser umados. Don't be marbe in your meiser measurements. Meaning, I'll just give more. I'll just give extra. No, it's a problem. Because if you give extra, then in your meiser is stuff that's not meiser. Because meiser, by definition, is from the word eser. And it has to be meiser. It has to be exact. And this commission is teaching me, you can't just be machmir. Don't be marbe la'aser. Rav Asher Weiss, in his recently published commentary on Pirkei Avos, He says, all three of these statements of Rabbi Gamliel are connected. Asei lecha rav, you better have a Rebbe. Better have a Rebbe. Because if you have a Rebbe, it's talik min asafik, then you won't have any sfeikus, and you won't just have to be machmer all the time. V'altar la'aser umados. Right? Because it's not good to be machmer. Because every chumrah, I'm adding this, every chumrah ends up having a kula also. But that's what he says, the connection between these three. Al tomar, lamali lekabel Torah mirav, halo biyadi lahachmir besveikus. I'll just be machmir. Tosu biyadcha, ki ein zu darka shel Torah lahachmir besveikus. It's not the derech haTorah. Right, all three things in the Mishnah are connected. And related to that is a great story that Rabbi Avadia says. If you don't have it, it's got to have Sefer Anaf Eitz Avos, which is Rabbi Avadia's one volume, Pirish on Pirkei Avos, and it's many, many stories. So he tells a story here about Rav Mordechai Benet. Mordechai Benet one time went to, he had to go to the Springs for health reasons in Carlsbad, and he met a Reform rabbi there. And he's talking to him, and the Reform rabbi was boasting to him that all these shilas of my town come to me. And Mordechai Benet sees this guy knows nothing. The guy knows nothing. He says, what do you do when they ask you a question in Yaradeya? So he says, what do you mean? I'm just Machmir. Ani noheg lahatrif misafik. So Rav Mordechai says, you know what? I have a great story. There was once a villager that lived in a faraway village from Frankfurt. And he always had birds and pigeons and hens. And he never knew. Sometimes he had shilas. He had shilas about the chicken. So what he used to do, he used to schlep the whole way to Frankfurt and ask the rabbi. Right? He got on his horse and he went to Frankfurt to ask the Mar D'Asra to teach him halacha l'maisa. One time, as he was getting into his wagon to go, there was a leitzan. He calls him and says, where are you going? He's like, what do you mean, where am I going? I'm going to ask the rabbi in Frankfurt. He says, nah. He says, the Torah says, what do you do with a trefa? Lo tochlu la'kelev tashlichun oso. Throw it to the kelev. You'll see. If the kelev eats it, that means it was a trefa. If he doesn't eat it, it wasn't a trefa. So it's easy. Just do that. He's like, wow, it'll save you the traveling. Save you. So that's what he did. Kachavi. And the kelev ate every one. So a few weeks later, the Kufri comes back to the rabbi in Frankfurt. He's like, I haven't seen you in a while. He's like, yeah, I was dealing with my shilas, you know, in other ways. So he says, what do you mean? He says, well, you know, it says in the Torah, like, I was throwing the trefas to my dog, but my dog is too machmir. So I came back to you. So Rav Mordechai Benet says to this Reform rabbi, just being machmir all the time, you know, vahamevin yavin. So that's his story on Va'altarbe La'aser Umados. Altarbe La'aser Umados. Rabbi Yonah, interesting, says, don't estimate. He has a very interesting line. He says there are two types of svaras that we have, that Lamdanim have. One type of svara is a svara that you come up in learning, but you realize that there could be another svara. People could think otherwise. I could come up with this svara, you could think with that svara, and that's most svaras. Once in a while, you come up with a svara that's MS. Right? A chair is a chair. You come up with a svara, it's like 2 plus 2. So he says, that type of svara, there's no panim acheros. The problem is, I'll add this, sometimes people think that it is, you know, svara, it's svara number one, but they think it's svara number two, and they don't think there's another opinion out there. Vahamevin yavin, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, we'll continue. Says the Gemara, so we're mechalek between Trumas Meiser and Truma Gedola. Tamon Taninan. So the Mishnah says later on in the parak, Daf Tez Zayin. The Mishnah says, Ein Tarmin Minatame Al Hator. You're not allowed to give Tame Truma, right, to be Mafrish. Right, you're not give it, right, it's much less usage to the Kohen. He can only burn it. He can't eat it. And that's Xer Darabanan. It's a hefset to the Kohen. You can't give Tame Al Hator. But the Mishnah says there, on Daf Tez Zayin, what if you did? What if you did? Bishogig, it's okay. Bemezid, it's not okay. What does Bishogig mean? You didn't know it was Tame. You didn't know it was Tame. The Rambam says Beferish. If you knew it was Tame and then you forgot, that's called Mezid. Or, no, I'm sorry. If you knew it was Tame, but you didn't know that it's Usur to be Mafrish, Mi Tame Alatar, the Rambam says that's called Mezid. Right, it's only if you didn't know. You didn't know, it was Tame. So, Shogig versus Mezid, that's the Mishnah. Tani B'Shem Rav Yossi, but Rav Yossi in Abraisa argues on that Mishnah. And he says, in Torah B'Natame Alatar, Bein B'Shogig, Bein B'Mezid, Masha Asa Asui. So, even if you did it B'Mezid, Masha Asa Asui, what you did. So, but the evidence, it works. So, Ma'am Rav Yossi Yacha, what would Rav Yossi say in our Mishnah? Rav Yossi, who says B'Natame Alatar works, what would he say in our Mishnah about the Zesim and Anavim? Would also he say it doesn't work at all? Right? Like, would he say, I'm sorry, the opposite. When you say it works totally, right? Beis Hillel says nothing works. Beis Shammai says it half works. What would Rabbi Yossi say? So the Gemara says, well, ma im tamon shekulo hefsed lekohanim at amar masha asa asui. Over there, when he's mafresh tamei, it's a huge loss for the kohen, right? It's all loss. The kohen can't eat it. He can only burn it. Right? So it's a huge loss. So there, even there, he says, it works. Halcha de'ein kulo hefsed lekohanim. Here, so it's a little tircha for the kohen. He has olives. Lekoshekin, surely Rabbi Yossi say, which should say, that it works b'di'evet. So that's l'chora what Rabbi Yossi would say. The problem is that Rabbi Yossi seems to have a different version, and that will be a stira in Rabbi Yossi, as we'll see by the Shema tomorrow's daf, as we continue these halachas of hafrasha, inappropriate hafrashas, of Truma.